Waters. This is Andy. Welcome to a special preview. We did this once a few weeks ago, a couple months ago. We did a preview of a Woke Files episode then, and this is another a preview of a Woke Files episode that we put up behind the paywall last week. Woke Files episode 71 with Randolph talking to Rod from the Black IO Tips podcast and also Dr. April Alexander. And they had a conversation about the movie American Fiction, the Oscar-winning movie American Fiction. So we figured, hey, maybe people want to hear that conversation since it is Oscar season. So we've decided to put up the first 10 minutes or so, maybe a little more than that, of that conversation. And if you like what you hear, if you want to hear more, go over to our Patreon. That's patreon.com/threeguyson, the word three, not the number, and pick up the rest of the conversation from there. And also, listen to all the other stuff behind the paywall, like all the Monday episodes, the Wednesday night after dark episodes, the YouTube versions of all those episodes as well. But without further ado, let's get into this preview, first 10 minutes or so of this Woke Files episode 71. And after about 10 minutes, I'm just going to fade it out, maybe play a little outro music, and that's it. I'm not even going to come back on and say anything at the end. So enjoy this conversation about American Fiction, and hopefully we'll see you guys all behind the paywall.
How are you guys?
Good, man.
Dr. April's our returning champ. She's been here. This is two nights in a row with the doc.
Oh, okay.
Spring break.
Yeah. Oh, it is spring break. Is it spring break already? Oh, no wonder. Okay. Yeah. Rod, you on spring break?
I'm just doing my, doing my thing. Justin, my co-host for Balls Deep, he's on spring break. So we get to do the show tomorrow instead of
Thursday.
Where's
he going to school? Is he going to school?
He's actually teaching.
Educating. Yeah.
Yeah. He's teaching a class on Wednesday. His first time ever teaching a class. So.
Right.
So that's been cool.
Spring break. I remember when I had left college and still going on spring break, still going to the beach. So many people still hanging on. I bet you right now, if you go down to the beach, you'll find somebody my age just trolling around the beach looking for something.
I saw Miami Beach is trying to shut all that shit down now.
Yeah, I read that.
Yeah, I saw that too. It ain't gonna happen. It's too much money at stake.
Yeah, I wonder what happened.
Too much money, way too much money at stake. So we are here today to talk about American Fiction. Do a little bit of a puck. We've all seen it. Mm-hmm. Doc, did you go back and watch it again?
I did.
Okay, because I watched it just a couple of days ago. Ron, how long has it been since you've seen it?
I think I saw it in January.
Wow, you were early with it.
Yeah, I got it as a screener for my movie critic gig.
Okay. Okay. All right. So let me do a quick synopsis of it. American Fiction is a 2023 American comedy drama film written and directed by Cord Jefferson in his feature directorial, did I say that word? Directorial debut, based on a 2001 novel Erasure by Percival Everett. It follows a frustrated novelist professor who writes an outlandish satire of stereotypical black books, only for it to be mistaken by the liberal elite for serious literature and published to both high sales and critical praise. Stars Jeffrey Wright, and I'm going to switch over to another thing. Stars Jeffrey Wright as Thelonious Monk Ellison, our hero and writer. Stars Tracy Ellis Ross as Lisa Ellison, his sister. John Ortiz is his agent. He plays a pivotal role in the movie. Eric Alexander's Coraline. Always great to see her on screen. Love interest. And would we call her a muse of his? I don't think so.
Yeah, more love interest than muse.
Definitely love interest, not a muse. Leslie Uggams, the incomparable Leslie Uggams, plays Agnes Ellison, his mother. And Sterling K. Brown plays Clifford Ellison, his brother. And then you have Issa Rae as Centara Golden. I kept wanting to call her Sinatra when I cover, I see her name. Centara Golden, another author of black books. And then you have Myra Lucretia Taylor as Miss Lorraine, his housekeeper. And Raymond Anthony, what's Raymond's last name? Raymond Anthony Thomas as Maynard, local sheriff, who becomes a family member. I'm going to say it like that. And there are another... whole host of white characters I'm not going into. Casting characters of white folks that are I'm not going into. I have not looked at Core Jefferson. Is he black? I'm hoping he is. Do we know anything about
Core Jefferson? He's biracial. He's black.
Okay. Says here he wrote for Comedy Central late night series, a nightly show with Larry Wilmore. That's not a small thing. The Netflix comedy series Master of None and the sitcom The Good Place. Oh, then he must have worked with Ray Sonny.
Mm-hmm.
For his work on the HBO, he received the Primetime Emmy Award for Outstanding Writing for a Limited Series or Movie for his work on The Watchmen. Mm-hmm. On the HBO Limited Series. So he's doing a shit. And he has received nominations for Best Picture and Best Adapted Screenplay at the 96th Academy Awards. Born in Tucson, Arizona, to a white mother and black father, an attorney, after living outside the United States for 7 years while Jefferson was about five, Ferry returned to Tucson, went to William & Mary in Williamsburg, Virginia. So he's got a little bit of the DMV roots in him. Are we going to claim him, Doc? DMV roots?
Yeah, we got him.
Okay. Went to William and his father with a law school there. So after college, he lived in Los Angeles and then in Brooklyn. Lost his mother. Okay. Yeah, he's done some good work. He started in journalism, wrote for Gawker, wrote for other USA Today, Huffington Post, The Root, New York Times Magazine. Sounds like he was freelancing around. All right. So that's good to know about him. I haven't read the book. Do you know anybody who's actually read the book?
Nope. I know a couple of people that read the book.
Okay.
My friend Jason England and, of course, Bomani Jones.
And Bomani has read it. Okay.
Yeah. He swear by it.
Did he tell you if he prefers the book over the movie?
Both of them highly prefer the book over the movie.
Oh, that's interesting. Maybe did they recommend us reading the book?
Yeah. They love the book.
Because if that's the case, I'm going to buy the book right now. Go ahead
and pick it up. Yeah.
I'm buy the book right now. I'm going to buy the book right now. And then I guess I will check. Have you bought it yet?
Not yet, but I'll hit it. I'll get it on the Kindle.
Yeah. All right. So all of us being readers, here's what we're going to have to do. You know what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to buy the book. I'll read the book, then come back and do this again. You know that, right?
Mm. So. I thought about that for the ending because me and you were...
Yeah.
Conversation about the ending. And I said, I wonder how the book leads. Yeah.
Now, Amy was saying she read the ending off of Wikipedia, but I don't trust Wikipedia because anybody can update Wikipedia. So if they do Wikipedia, I have to cross reference back and go back and forth and stuff like that to make sure, you know. So I don't know. I'd rather just read it myself. So, Doctor, what did you think of it first?
I really love the film. Obviously, for me, coming to it with a lens of being an academic and just thinking about how we critique each other's work from each other. And then I think this kind of current climate of thinking about the white liberal person who might identify as an ally and also how they're perceiving your work during this time kind of stood out for me. And then I love all the family stuff. You know, the second time around, I was like, oh, I forgot that piece happened with the family. And I love how the director or screenplay writer left some open-ended stuff. Like they didn't go well into the dad's suicide, and that's okay by me, right? Yeah. It just opened up some questions and curiosities. So I really dug this film, and I thought it was a nice mirror to kind of how we evaluate media too.
Yeah. Rod, what you think of it?
I really liked it. I thought the casting was like so on point that it really like solidly carried the movie. I thought the performances were great. I enjoy playing around with the ideas of the white gaze and how it treats media and how we cater to it. I actually really liked the discussion between like Issa Rae and Jeffrey Wright's characters at the end. The ending being open ended, I didn't really know how to feel about it because there's a point where I'm not sure if the film is repeating the same thing that it's critiquing, and so that kind of threw me off a little bit. But in general, I thought it was a really good film.
Yeah, I really liked it. We watched it on, I think it was Saturday night we watched it. It's a good movie to watch at home. It's a good movie to sit on the couch and watch, if you understand what I mean. Between, like, Dune is a good movie to see on a huge screen. Mm-hmm. This is a good movie to watch in your home, sitting on the couch, really enjoying, because you can talk to the screen. You're going to, particularly if you're Black, you're going to talk to the screen. We all did. Don't act like you didn't. We all talked to the screen. We all laughed out loud. We all pointed. I liked all the characters. There was so many moments of so many poignant moments, like when he was dancing with his mother and his mother said, "I knew you weren't a queer." Just the pain of that, the pain of that scene, that shit hit hard. The pain of that, just, I was like, this is why he don't live here. This is why he lives in Arizona, because he just can't do this. You know, I really like Tracee Ellis Ross, even though she was in the movie briefly, but she is, her death was a catalyst to drive the story forward, which I really liked. I liked the mother, when the mother said how the father was a genius and genius is lonely. That was why he ultimately ended up killing himself. The genius mind. I heard Quincy Jones one time said that music is always playing in his mind and he can't turn it off. It's just always going, always going, always going. So he'll have to get up sometimes and just write things down. Or we talk about how Prince wrote all those songs, or someone who just has to keep writing because you're a genius. I don't know. We don't know what the father did. I think he was a doctor, right? Because he had one point, he says his parents, my parents were doctors. He just kind of says it in passing.
Yeah.
My parents were doctors. You know, like, it's an expected thing. My parents were doctors. You know, my brother and sister are a doctor.
He was a non-medical doctor because there's a...
Yeah, he's a doctor too, because he says that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not that kind of doctor. which is a great line. I'm not that kind of doctor. Why are you asking me? You don't know this? No, I don't know that. You know, I thought Leslie Uggams was great in her role as a kind of a, you know, someone who's sliding down the levels of dementia, but she's able to come out of it and then go back into it and come out of it and go back into it. But that scene where she says, I knew you weren't a queer, that just was so.
It hit again the second time. I was like, oh, I forgot.
Because
you're pulled in by the dancing and putting her into this new resident facility and you're pulled in, and it's such a magical moment. And then the hit with that line, and Sterling is Sterling and just plays it so well.
Yeah, I really liked him. When he told that dude he'd fuck him up, that man, I laughed out loud. I laughed out loud. I thought, what did y'all think of Issa Rae's character? Let's go.